AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. Four NHL players face sexual assault charges following a London, Ontario police investigation into a 2018 incident involving Canada's World Junior Hockey Team. Lawyers for Flyers goaltender Carter Hart, Flames forward Dylan Dubé, and Devils forward Michael McLeod and defenseman Cal Foote all say their clients are innocent and plan to fight the charges in court. The four players were granted leaves of absence from their respective teams earlier this month. Meanwhile, on the ice, Elvis Brzlinkin stopped all 21 shots he saw to allow the Blue Jackets to shut out the Blues 1-0. Dmitry Voronkov's goal 4 minutes into the third period would be the only tally for either team. Mackenzie Blackwood also finishes with a clean sheet for the Sharks, who blanked the Kraken 2-0. San Jose got third period goals from Marc-Edouard Vlasic and an empty net goal from Jan Ruda. To the NBA, where the longest active winning streak continues as the Knicks win again. Details from correspondent Chuck Freeman.
An 8th straight win for the Knicks didn't have Julius Randle, but still rolled by the Jazz 118-103. Dante DiVincenzo had a career-high 9 three-pointers to lead the way with 33 points. Jalen Brunson added 29. Randle set out with a dislocated shoulder, but the Knicks didn't need him. They were red hot from the three-point line. The Knicks completed one of their best months in franchise history, going 14-2 in January. It pushed them to 31-17 on the season. Colin Sexton had 22 for the Jazz.
New York continues to chase the Celtics in the Eastern Conference, who hang on at home after blowing most of a 15-point halftime lead. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Celtics shot 54% and drained 17 three-pointers in their second home win in as many nights, 129-124 over the Pacers. Jason Tatum had 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists for Boston, which was coming off Monday's victory over the Pelicans. Jalen Brown delivered 25 points.
Personally, I've grown, you know, taking care of the basketball. My turnovers are down this year, making sure we get a good shot, making sure we find guys, hitting guys on the numbers.
Derek White had 24, and Kristaps Porzingis added a double-double of 17 points and 12 rebounds. Jrue Holiday also had 17 points as the Celts improved to a league-best 37-11. Aaron Nesmith had 26 points and 12 assists for Indiana, which had won 3 in a row.
The 76ers' troubles on the road continue. That and more coming up next. Joel Embiid can't cure the 76ers' road woes as Philly falls out on the West Coast. A report from correspondent Bruce Morton.
Philadelphia lost its fourth straight road game, falling to the Warriors 119-107. The Sixers were hoping to get a boost from the return of Joel Embiid, who had missed the last two games with a sore left knee. The reigning MVP didn't make much of a splash, scoring 14 points on 5 of 18 from the floor. The Sixers were within 93-90 before Golden State pulled away. Stephen Curry displayed his marksmanship with a game-high 37 points on 8 of 13 from beyond the arc.
The Raptors also snap a 5-game losing streak with a 118-107 win over the Bulls, and the Hawks trip up the Lakers 138-122. A pair of top 5 college basketball teams get upset by unranked conference opponents. Georgia Tech ends third-ranked North Carolina's 10-game winning streak. This report from correspondent Jim Hart.
Nathan George made a driving layup with 7.7 seconds left, propelling Georgia Tech to a 74-73 win over number 3 North Carolina.
If I could get down here, at least get a shot up so my teammates can maybe crash the glass, because that was really like my main focus, just to get a shot up and then get to my shot too, which is the left floater.
RJ Davis, who finished with a game-high 28 points, had given North Carolina a 1-point lead with 34 seconds left. After George countered to put Georgia Tech up by 1, Davis missed a last-second jumper to end the Tar Heels' 10-game winning streak. Kyle Sturtevant led Georgia Tech with 18 points.
And South Carolina goes into Knoxville and leaves with a 63-59 win over number 5 Tennessee. Gamecocks head coach Lamont Paris says his team came up clutch when it needed to.
Got to the free throw line and made some big free throws down the stretch. Secured the ball against really good pressure. Their man-to-man pressure is elite. Thought we did a good job of handling that.
Number 15, Texas Tech, also falls Tuesday, 85-78 to number 25, TCU. The reigning World Series MVP is expected to miss a large chunk of spring training. The Rangers announced shortstop Corey Seager underwent surgery Tuesday to repair his sports hernia. General manager Chris Young says they hope to have Seager ready for opening day. And the Baltimore Orioles could be under new ownership soon. John Angelos, whose family has owned the team since 1993, has reportedly agreed to sell the club to a pair of private equity billionaires for just under $1.8 billion. Major League Baseball would still need to approve the sale, but that could come as early as next week when the owners meet in Orlando. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.